This is the regular meeting of the Personnel Committee for July 2nd, 2024. We are called to order. And our first item on the agenda is discuss updates to the Director of Operations job description. Who's got that, Mark?
Yes, okay, thank you. So included in the packet was a redlined version of the previous description for this position. And that, as you run through that, that shows all the changes that were made. I will open it up if there's any specific questions to the changes, or if you'd prefer to just run down it together here in the meeting, whichever you prefer.
I didn't really, going through it, I didn't have any questions. It looks mostly like cleanup. So if you just want to go down through the changes and tell us what you were thinking.
Okay, sure. So and exactly what you said, a lot of it was cleanup and formatting. There was a change on page one that just provided a little more detail on the primary direct reports of the position, using the titles Chief Plant Operator and Utility Supervisor rather than just the more generic district managers. On page two, towards the bottom, three bullet points up from the bottom, the duty of visits district facilities and job sites to oversee work in progress and provide needed direction. At the end of that bullet point item, there was a phrase that said, responds to sensitive citizen inquiries and complaints concerning operations and activities. And the word respectfully was added there. And that's something that current staff here definitely are trying to really emphasize is service and respectful service. So just wanted to point that out. The word respectfully was added there. And Director Jinko, I think one time you even said, you know, it's called Community Services District, and services is in the name, right? So I think this lends itself to that sentiment. On page three, under qualifications and requirements, again, there was just some little formatting and some cleanup of language, but the last sentence, knowledge of grant requirements and applications from federal, state, and private entities, that line was added. And that's something that staff have been discussing, I would say, for the last 6 months, or at least since I've been here. That's possibly an untapped source of funds that the district can use to help augment its budget and possibly reserves. So we felt that was an important qualification to add in there. Supervisory responsibility. So the next three sections, supervisory responsibilities, desired qualifications, and minimum qualifications. A lot of this language was written in previously, mostly in paragraph format, and this was more of an attempt to organize, and there are some changes in here, but more to just organize these thoughts and make it easier to go through and see what those responsibilities are, what the desirable qualifications are, what the minimum qualifications are. So this really, I think, tightens up the version that was there before.
It reads better too.
Yes, it does. It's kind of brings it up more up to date.
Okay.
And there's a licenses and certificates section. And again, I think some of this information was in there previously, but just kind of continuing that theme of just getting it organized and helping it read better was the idea behind this formatting. Under other skills and abilities, strong written and verbal communication skills was added. And that's something that's really important for this position, especially with all the dealings with outside entities, developers, consultants, you know, and language is very important, and it's important that, you know, what everybody wants is clearly communicated and to avoid misunderstandings, which, you know, we've run into a few of those in the district's history. So that was an important addition there. And I think that covers the big changes as far as formatting and language.
And did you mention that the education had been changed from bachelor's degree to high school, GED or equivalent?
Right, the bachelor's degree in civil and environmental engineering, thank you, Amelia, it has been changed to preferred versus required. And then the master's degree, I believe that's added in as a highly desirable option.
I see where the minimum qualifications, oh, I see. Oh, it's highly desirable. Got it. So I guess we feel like we'll get more applicants to choose from with, I mean, the big difference here is the college degree versus the high school degree, right?
Right, and I think the thought behind that was that there's the right amount of on-the-job experience and obviously all the licenses and certificates that go with performing the job, that we didn't want to exclude ourselves from candidates that may have a lot of hands-on experience. So that was the thought behind that.
Travis, I guess you're in favor of this change, these changes. It looks good to you, you think?
Yes, sir. They also removed the need for the lab cert because we are no longer a certified lab. So I'm assuming that's why she removed the lab cert. And we also removed the pesticide license from the job description because we no longer do in-house treating. So those are the other two things that were removed.
So where are we at in our in the process of filling this position?
So the position has been posted, I believe, Amelia, just on the district website. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then it will go wider distribution. Heartland, the payroll company that we're switching over to, there's a deal with our subscription to that that opens up Indeed for us at no additional cost.
Indeed,
right. So we're expecting that to go live at any time. And at that point, we'll get this posted to a wider audience. Is it July 31st that this is closing?
29th, it said on the brochure.
29th, okay.
29th. Oh, then we need to get cracker on that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then when it goes on Indeed, the other job posting boards, which I can't think of a single one of them, They pick it up. They go and grab those government jobs and pick them up and post them on their websites too. So
what do we need to do this morning? What's required?
You just need to let me know if you would like this to go to the board for approval.
Well, if the other committee members don't
I didn't hear Tim say no.
Don't have a problem. I guess that is the, such is the order.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to update the security patrol officer 2 job description.
Yes.
See this?
And this one, a lot fewer changes on this one. This was really, I believe this was pretty outdated. And so mostly this was just cleaning up language and tightening up the formatting. There were two, I would say, bigger changes. One, on page 1, there was a line about booking and transport of persons, or the district security department patrol officers don't transport prisoners and book them at local jails. So we took that out of there. The other items on page 1 are really just cleanup of language. They're non-substantive changes. On page 2, there was one bullet point item that was just a duplicate, so we deleted that. The has responsibility for preserving evidence at scenes of incidents. That same bullet point actually appears on page 1. It's the second bullet point, so we just took that out because it was in there twice. And then on page 3, there was some, the language wasn't really specific under certificates, licenses, and registrations. The word may was used for possess certain licenses, and for the patrol officer positions of the district, the word really should be must. The position must possess a valid California Guard card, an exposed carry firearms card, the OC card, which is the pepper spray, is the common vernacular for that, and then the baton permit. So those things, the patrol officer must have those. So we changed that language to must possess or successfully obtain the following before completion of probationary period. And so there are certification classes that someone can go to, and so what we said, successfully obtain before completion of probationary period, just to give ourselves a wider pool of candidates, and then, you know, then the thought would be someone might be in progress to getting those certs or might be really interested in the position and then sign up immediately and start taking those classes. And there is a training period that includes 3 or 4 weeks learning how to work the gates and basically be a gate officer for the first 3 or 4 weeks. So there is about a month period of time before the person would even be out on patrol. And then beyond that, probably another 2 or 3 weeks where they would be shadowing another patrol officer. So there is time if the right candidate were to apply and really was demonstrated that they were committed to getting those licenses that we might entertain hiring someone. So that was the reason behind or must possess or successfully obtain before completion of probationary period. And then obviously if it goes sideways or it looks like they're not going to obtain those, then they wouldn't meet the probationary period and they would be let go.
Makes sense.
And that's really it for that position.
So, we bring on a guy, girl, gal, and they don't have this, and I guess this ties them to doing it before their probationary period is over, and if they don't, it's automatic that this kind of leaves us open, right? If they're working on it and there's some snags, we probably have the ability to hold on to them and if they're worth holding on to.
Yes.
Until they get their qualifications done. Okay.
Would you recommend that this go?
I would recommend that this go to the full board for approval.
Okay.
And that is the final agenda item besides comments from the public, of which there are none, and I don't have any comments or suggestions. Are there any comments or suggestions from staff at this time?
Nothing further from me.
Okay, then the personnel committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.